This is GQDN for Friday, September 15th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by all of you patrons, patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have someone leaving the Star Wars Jedi Survivor, a surprise patch of Diablo 4, and an end of service for a Monster Hunter rival. But today, we finish up with yesterday's news, because what dropped at about 5 o'clock yesterday was the PlayStation State of Play. So here's everything that was announced via IGN.com. We'll get to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth here in a minute. But there was more information on Spider-Man 2. And there will be over 65 spider suits that will be available in the game. And then the game does release next month. They also have the original designs that would suit the comic books and movies that would be available. So when that comes out, have fun with it, of course. Resident Evil 4 will have a DLC out next week. In fact, this is what Resident Evil on X did say. Quote, Baby Eagle has been secured. The Elusive Amber, however, is a different story. The Separate Ways DLC tells Ada Wong's side of Resident Evil's 4 story. Look forward to an additional gameplay trailer on September 18th. Oh, that's Monday, isn't it? Yep. But that release is on September 21st. So 3 days before, they're going to try and say on the DLC. Looks pretty good, though. But the remake for PlayStation VR 2 mode may come out this winter. So that's what Capcom did share in the gameplay trailer with that confirmation of the PlayStation VR 2 mode. It'll be a free download sometime this winter. Now here's something else that you should see, and that's Avatar's Frontiers of Pandora did get a new story trailer, and that was all by Ubisoft. They showed off a new trailer for the open world game Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, and that'll be that was at the September State of Play. And you'll be able to control Navi, who is abducted by the RDA and trade in humans ways, because that was one of the last members of the Serentu clan. The players return to Pandora and you be out against the RDA. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora comes out this December 7th. Now, the Deep Earth Collection does introduce new faceplates in the DualSense colors, and they look really good, to be honest, because you see the colors of Volcanic Red, Cobalt Blue, and the Sterling Silver. Not like the original white ones, but they do look good, and they do come with the controller colors as well. Now, the red and blue faceplates will come out on November 3rd. The silver color will be available on January 26th, 2024. Now, there's another game that's coming out called Baby Steps, and that comes from Bennett Foddy, I'm sorry, and they are the developer that was behind Getting Over It. But Baby Steps will come out in the summer of 2024, and that's published by Devolver Digital, and is basically a walking simulator where we players take control of a player by the name of Nate, who does walk one step at a time. I mean, he takes it real slow, but you gotta be careful when it comes to bridges and trying to get up over some different things. Now, Roblox for PlayStation 4 finally does get a release date. So the announcement came last week that Roblox was gonna go to PlayStation consoles, but yesterday's State of Play did say that the PlayStation 4 version will arrive October 10th and will have cross-platform support. So go have fun with that. Now, back to VR 2. Because Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lords will be out next month. So, End Dreams did announce that Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord will release on October 26th. Yep, and that is Halloween. So if you want a little scare for your Halloween, Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord might be for you if you have VR 2 for PlayStation. Now, Helldivers 2 does have a new trailer with another gameplay, but they did bring up a release date. So Arrowhead was working on the sequel to its FPS called Helldivers 2, but they did announce yesterday, I'm reading verbatim from IGN, that it will arrive on PlayStation 5 and PC on February the 8th, 2024. Now it's time for the knockoff. Sorry, I just had to say it. Foam Stars is getting an open beta. So, Square Enix is going after Splatoon, and it's called Foam Stars, and it's getting an open beta, and that will be on PlayStation 5 on September 29th, and will end on October the 1st. So you only get it for that weekend, 29th on a Friday, and will end on that Sunday, October 1st. Now, the Tales of Arise will be getting an expansion in November, and it's subtitled Beyond the Dawn. So if you do like Tales of Arise, and you've been playing it, the expansion will arrive on November 9th. They did show a video of it, but there was some different thing that went to it. And yes, they ended on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Okay, now Rebirth will be out on February the 29th. And what they said was, it'll come out on two different discs. So it's going to be a big download, just like, well, Final Fantasy VII Remake was. But according to PushSquare.com, Rebirth will be an exclusive for at least 3 months. Now, Final Fantasy VII Remake was an exclusive for about 12 months. But apparently, Rebirth will be finding the different platforms much sooner. In fact, they did give it in the picture that the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth PlayStation 5 exclusive, but they said that under the star, quote, not available on other formats at least until 5/29/2024. So May 29th, that's what they're saying. So where could that go? Anyway, so February 29th, get a PlayStation 5, get ready. Now, Eurogamer did say, once again for PlayStation, that Honkai Star Rail pre-downloads for PlayStation 5 will have an October release. So, Honkai Star Rail will be coming to PlayStation 5 on the 11th of October. And that was developed by Hoyoverse, which was behind Genshin Impact. And Star Rail is an animated style turn-based RPG. So Star Rail will have a free download when you pre-purchase on PlayStation 5. So the bundle will have the Star Rail Pass, two of them, of 150,000 credits, an Adventure Log times 80, Sparse Aether times 50, Trick Snacks times 10, Diet Fried Rice times 10, Bottled Soda times 10, Life Transmitter times 10, Traveler's Guide 15, Fried Aether times 5, and 5 Lost Crystals. So, there you go if you're interested. Now, Diablo 4, on the other hand, did have a hot fix. So, the hot fix 1.1.4 did come via PC Games N, and it did give a surprise XP boost for the game. So if you're still playing it and you're at a low level, there you go. Go get it. And the hot fix did come there yesterday. So some of the notes went, game updates. Experience gains for killing monsters have been increased in the world, tiers 3 and 4. Tier World 3, experience gains increased by 5%. World Tier 4, experience gains increased by 15%. And they did fix an issue where Seeds of Hatred could be acquired at an excessive rate in certain scenarios. Now, PC Gamer did say that Stig Asmussen is leaving Respawn Entertainment. He was the director of Star Wars Jedi Survivor, but he's leaving so that way he could find other adventures. Now, what EA did say in a statement, quote, Stig Asmussen has decided to leave Respawn to pursue other adventures, and we wish him the best of luck. So here's what Asmussen did say with an interview with IGN, and that's after he was talking about the Jedi Fallen Order. Quote, we're already talking about the second game. frankly, we're talking beyond, and these are the conversations that when we're breaking the story with Lucasfilm, it's like, well, where we're going with the second game. I always wanted to see this as a trilogy. So we'll see where he goes from there. But we end today with an article from PC Games N, and they're saying that EA's Monster Hunter Rival may end in service after 7 months. So they were trying to chase Monster Hunter. The game is called Wild Hearts. But that's according to a Reddit post that EA could be ending the service for the animal hunting and the RPG game. That means Wild Hearts would be pulled after just 7 months. So that's after a big time thread on the game's official subreddit. And one of the mods on the Wild Hearts Discord, known as Beardy Shaman, did write, quote, "Just coming here to lessen the blow before the announcement is official made. What you think has happened to the game has unfortunately happened." Now, according to the claim that EA could be terminating development for the game, they were saying that, quote, "It seems like they did not want to sit on the game and give the time and expected it to most likely be the next Monster Hunter. Seems like it didn't turn into the multi-million dollar big hit they wanted and don't want to give it the love to grow." And Beardy Shaman did respond, quote, "Some of you here who are in the Discord will know who I am as a mod, and the others will not know. I am wondering probably who my sources are. But yes, the obvious is obvious. Maybe the end for that game, but that's not the end of us." Tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawnforge. Go check us out. 5:30 p.m. begins the pre-show. I'll start the music. Well, there's an Ohio State game going on. Aha. This is a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow.